Nanny had looked after two generations of royal children, the prince and his father, the king. As a result, she was one of the most trusted members of the royal household. Needless to say, Nanny was the person you would least expect to see up to no good in the dead of night.
Well,
began Alfred.
I was looking for something.
What?
I don't know.
How can you look for something when you don't know what you're looking for?
That's a good question,
he replied.
I think I'll know when I find it. Now, what are you doing here?
Just browsing.
Browsing?
I'm looking for a book.
What book?
Nanny quickly changed the subject.
Oh, look at you. You catch your death. A sickly child like you, abseiling down Buckingham Palace, dressed only in your pyjamas. You must have gone bananas. Now come here, my little prince.
The lady drew the boy close and gave him a big hug. Instantly, she could feel how cold he was. Alfred looked over her shoulder and saw that the Book of Albion was not in its usual place in the cabinet. Instead, it was piled on top of another book. He thought that was strange, but said nothing.
Oh, you're frozen solid,
continued Nanny.
We'll have to put you straight in a steaming hot bath. Now, come on.
No,
replied the prince.
What do you mean, no?
I haven't come this far to be put in the bath.
Shower?
No.
Sink?
No.
B-day?
If you don't know what a B-day is, ask someone French, or someone with a really stinky bottom, or better still, someone French with a really stinky bottom.
No!
Barked the boy.